right. So who was that person? It was a person.
Who was that masked man? Bring Brent. Bring Brent. That's Brent.
I know.
Hey, Ion. What's going on, buddy?
Howdy hanging. What you know? Tell us all. We'll tell you, too. You first, though.
I've been doing some video editing.
That's called time warping.
Yep.
You understand that? Time warping. You're warping the vicissitudes of time by your editation or annotations of the conditioned positions. The conditioned positions.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. And I noticed that the music and the video, they match up without me even trying. Is that the work of non-physical? What is that?
Well, no, don't give it to us, because then it'll go wrong and you'll have to blame us. So leave us out of it. We'd say your conviction is that you do it well. After you do this thing for a little while, it's kind of like working on a Detroit. You don't like it, but you can get pretty good at it after you do it for a bit, a while, a window. Do you see?
I do see. That makes sense.
Yeah, and stop when you do the work. You don't really do the work, if you notice. You sort of look at it and bitch about it and ramble on with it and blah, blah, blah. And then once you actually get to the task at hand, it seems to be very simple and easy, or flowing.
Yes, exactly.
If you jump at it, we're good with that. And what happens now, if you jump into it prematurely, you find yourself very frustrated and less than, because it doesn't sync up or work, okay? So don't give it to us. Give it to you, because you're aware of your knowing place. Aware of your knowing place, and go without fear or trepidation to complete the task potentially at hand, because it's sometimes more important than it is otherwise.
Sometimes when I'm falling asleep, so last week I was watching The Magicians, and I was watching the episode where he is kind of stuck in the psych ward. He's not sure if he really has his powers or if everything's a lie. And I wanted to take a little nap, and I kind of spoke to non-physical, and I said, I want to feel a burst of power. I fell asleep, and I had a burst of power.
You didn't go to sleep, and you did have a burst of power.
Yeah, and it felt like I couldn't breathe for a second, but it's not like I was scared.
Now. Right, it's like L in the, it's like L. But you're displacing the water so you can float on it and Stranger Things.
How do I harness this burst of power during the day?
Okay, let's do this again. It's like L on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
They displace the water with the salts. That's how you do that.
Are you suggesting I go to an isolation tank?
No, you don't have to do that. Just, you said, how do you do it during the day? And we said, that's an example of how to do it.
So, exist as if I'm floating.
There you go. Good.
Exist as I'm floating. Okay. And I'm starting to feel that way more and more. I don't know. It feels like I'm kind of lost in open space.
It's lost. It was tragically, it's like dropped into Westworld on the place where nothing is. And you're like in the wilderness. And then all of a sudden you start connecting a little bit. And then all of a sudden you're in town.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
We hate metaphors. They all suck sooner or later.
I agree.
Now, as long as they'll swallow, now that's a little different, see. Metaphors that swallow might be okay.
Are we moving from civilization back to culture? Is that a good way of putting
this? Maybe. As long as you don't get stuck in the Baroque side, you know. No one likes the 16th furniture.
Right, but no more written documents, no more infringing on other people's ideas, culture.
Gone. Because they don't have those now anyway, so it's okay. They don't have them anyway.
Yeah, I've been learning about it in class, and, you know, I pretty much learned that civilization kind of was not good, and it's, you know, a rise of culture almost sounds amazing at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
And my roommate seems very interested in all the things I'm engaging in. Where is he at? Is he pretty aware of his power as well? Or he's just dabbling with
not
it?
Not so much. Not so much. Not so much.
Not so much.
You're ethereal and you go with it. And it's like, well, fuck, one more time, he's got something better than me. And that's what it's about. It's that kind of thing. It's not a problem thing, but you see.
No, it's fun. It's actually fun, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and it's okay. Just give space. Keep doing what you're doing and don't worry about what they're doing.
I had this really vivid lucid dream a few weeks ago, or maybe it was a few months ago. Who fucking knows? But my dogs were in the dream, but I couldn't go near them. It was like a force field. And I remember you saying that, like, love is a force field. Is that what I was experiencing?
Yes.
And what is the purpose of this force field? So I can't infringe on them. They can't infringe on me.
Contain. It's containable. Look at it. Look at the definition. It contains. So, good. Go with it.
Look at the definition for force field?
Yeah.
Is that Brent? Is that it?
No, I got a few more. I'm almost done now.
And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there for 1,260 days. This is significant because that's the halfway mark in your tribulation for the trebling. The great trebling is afoot. Bob's got the marks on it. September. Do you remember the time? September. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ion, I am really trying to enhance my romantic relationships just because it was something that was very lacking in my life. But it's definitely fulfilling, I've noticed.
You should keep your dick wet. It's good.
Absolutely. So I'm just a simple question here. What are my weaknesses in this area that I need to work on, and what are my strengths?
Your ability to hold, to resist ejaculation. You got to be able to hold back to make it last longer. Don't get in a hurry. It's exciting, but don't get in a hurry. Go slow. Think about dead puppies or something and continue on.
See, I don't agree with you on that, to be completely honest. I find that I'm the complete opposite.
So you can go 3 days without coming?
Not 3 days, but compared to your average chump,
we thought you wanted to fuck. Like, we didn't think you wanted to be like the average chump.
Well, I mean, no.
Like a god. Didn't you want to fuck like a god?
I do.
And then a little longer would serve you well. If you're not knocking the little man out of the boat 4 to 5 times before you even think about getting close, you're doing something terrible wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I was also talking about in terms of not just straight up sexually, but in terms of just romantically.
Fuck that shit. Get a simple kind of love or whatever Bob and Connie were bobbling about. That's one that won't frustrate you at all.
Okay, and what are my strengths that I already possess?
Yeah, you're good. Keep focused about what you're trying to accomplish in the connection, in the relationship. Figure out what you're trying to make. Are you just trying to get happy or get lucky or whatever? You can go to the whorehouse and do that. But if you're trying to build something, all of a sudden now that connection turns into something very yummy. It comes into something fabulous. See, if you knock the little man out of the boat right, you can come in there anytime you want to.
What do you mean, knocking the man out of the boat? As in an orgasm?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The little man in the canoe, knock him out of the boat.
Yeah. Now, the literature, such as like sex god method and whatnot, is that pretty good? A good place to start?
Yeah, try it. Just don't make it. You don't have to be all. This isn't like a dominatrix or anything like that. Anybody interested in all that, unless you are, and you're not. But build it from a standpoint of connection. Where does it connect? You like this? Okay. You like that? Okay. When you find that out right, they'll make you happy. Their job is to make you happy. Your job is to make them happy. And then it goes and goes and goes and goes.
Perfect. I like that. Thank you very much.
Don't be scared to toss the salad every now and then.
All righty then.
Good.
Thank you. I'm all good, Bob.
Another satisfied customer, Bob. Sated right here. And he netted a little bit. That was good for you. You did good.
Thank you. Have a good one, man.
There you go. Good old big one.
Bob.
Kick the chair. Kick his leg.
Bob.
Kick the chair. No,
do
kick
I
his
have
leg.
To come down there and wake you up?
Kick him in the head.
Don't
no,
make
the
me
leg.
Come
the
down
leg.
There, Bob.
The leg. The leg. She has a simple kind of love. It's good.
Don't make me come down there, Bob.
Yeah, that kind of love. If I have to come downstairs, I'm gonna be very cross with you. Don't make me come down here one more time. So too, done it.
Dang, what's he doing?
Dang,
I'm up here in my Epsom salts bath, and he's down there.
I know, it's terrible.
I know.
Well, what's Brent doing?
He's done, Bob. He's cooked.
I'm done.
Carolyn wants you to come up here and join her in the bath if you're not going to run this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put Ginny on.
All right. I think she's right here. Oh, I was wrong.
Here. You were not. You were mistaken. You've never been wrong one time in your life. You were mistaken.
That's right. Go ahead, Ginny.
Hi, Ion. Thanks, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey. Are you happy?
I'm very happy, and I feel a ton better. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. It's very marvelous.
Thank you very, 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 very much. Yes, I feel a ton better.
It's just balance. It's just balance.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, so September 23rd, according to, it's interesting, I went back and listened to Revelations 12 that you did with Bob and Carolyn back in 2010. In particular, that section that was read off, which is Revelations 1 through 6, which I'm happy to read if you'd like me to.
Please.
So it says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And, well, for one thing, let me just say, and also this was so funny because I know you remember this, when I was at the Apostles Gathering back in 1999 in Los Angeles, there was a guy there who was talking about the stars and telling the gospel, in particular talking about the woman and the 12 stars and this particular configuration, which I had totally forgot about until, you know, this you brought this up, which you did bring this up a couple weeks ago, and you've been talking about it. And this is the configuration of Virgo in all constellations being organized in such a way that Leo is, and Venus and Mars and Mercury are over her head, and the moon is at her feet, and the sun is at the top, and Jupiter goes into retrograde. And it only happens one time every 7,000 years. And the 7,000 years being significant to, you know, Christian biblical prophecy.
And it's not just Christian biblical prophecy. Everybody's talking about it. They're selling chances on Jerusalem right now.
So in the thing that you did with Bob and Carolyn, which I thought was interesting, and you said that this is about, of course, the dragon is the United States. You said that this is about the judicial branch and the government changing. And you also said that it was about the Roe versus Wade and the issue about the Supreme Court legislating pro-life and the right of life. And all these things that you said then are happening now with the whole Trump thing.
Yeah, well, don't tell nobody, for Pete's sake. Don't tell nobody. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, and see, and then don't tell them about the lining up and when the moon is under the star of the warrior, the great warrior, where the moon is under the foot. Well, that's the alignment under Orion's belt, the warrior. That's when the moon's under the foot of Orion. And that's when Leo and then all the crowns, the planets come on the crowns. It's, that's only happened never in the history
that's
of all.
That's only happened never. Okay.
It's never happened. This is the first time ever it's ever happened. So it's not no damn history bullshit. This is the first time.
Is there significance in this Bethlehem star appearing 2 years ago?
Yeah. Of course it is. But Daniel did pray.
And?
Daniel's
prayer availeth much?
Where all the crowns line up and the planets line up with the sun and the moon is under the foot and the prince is dressed in linen. Yep, Daniel did that.
It says it bumps up against Daniel's 70 weeks, correct?
Yes, the Feast of Weeks.
Is Trump the man-child that comes forth with the iron rod?
Not yet. He's preparing the way of the Lord.
He's preparing the way of the Lord.
Yeah, because otherwise we find Bob, and we don't want to lose the dark soul. You got to keep the dark soul in your back pocket.
The new government, is that on, the government is
on
our shoulders, Isaiah?
Yes.
Huh?
Yep.
Isaiah, okay. All right, anything else you want to share?
Okay. Let's do this way. In this betterness that you're engaging, do you got to be able to do some of this kind of stuff, like going from your knee to your elbow, like touch your close to touching your knee to your elbow, or that function, but like when you're reclining or resting, do some of that, and that'll help some stretching. It'll take some of the soreness that you won't have to be bothered with.
Okay.
Like if you have that in reclining, taking like do one elbow to the opposing knee back and forth.
Okay.
Not a million of them, just a little in the stretching part. And what I do is take the tension out of your back.
Okay, excellent. I can do that.
And you're doing wonderful.
Thank you very much, Ian. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the help.
Always. That's what we're here for, see? Because unlike Bob, you've never said that we're good for nothing.
I'm sure Bob didn't say that.
See, look, she even defends old Bob. That's how you know you're a jolly good soul.
Well, no, Bob is.
You can defend the dark soul. You've got to be a good girl.
Oh, no, Bob would never say that. Bob knows Zion is the most amazing and fascinating thing that's ever happened.
He still doesn't know what a Detroit is, though, so what's Deb going to do?
So, and nothing else about Revelations 12, or do you want to go through some more? Or, I mean, it's pretty kind of laid out.
No, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war desolation and determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to speak.
The covenant, is this the covenant? When we did the rewrite, you said that we cut covenant with ourselves when we separated ourselves from our power, and our covenant is our placeholder.
And that's what this is. It's cut off from the Messiah, but not for himself. See?
Ah, very good. Okay. Okay, not so, for himself. Okay.
The scriptures, the scriptures agreed with us. Them scriptures.
And the covenant blessing of the thunders, is that, I mean, it feels like we've been engaging that the whole time. Is it going to be, you know, activated to an even more enhanced position at this timing?
Yep. You'll see. But see, it's not really fair because you don't even have eyes to see. You're kind of like in a bubble. You're just kind of protecting a whole lot of bullshit going on all over you, but you don't notice. I mean, it ain't bothering you. It's okay with you. You just keep that vessel going, honey. You'll be all right. And then you got one. You can, if you have any suggestions, too, for the Vestal playlist, you can just have that playlist on loop. It works out great.
Yes, that's what I did. I put it on my P-pad on a loop. I downloaded it all. There's this great software. You can just download all the songs and make them MP3s and load them right into your P-pod, and then you just hit repeat, and it just plays and plays and plays and plays and plays. But I did have to put a little hoppers in there and a couple other
Jerusalem.
Things.
Jerusalem. The hoppers are good. Jerusalem, yeah.
That's right.
Good. That's good. It's good.
That's right.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. Happy days.
All right, Bob. I'm good with Ion. Thank you. Uh-oh.
Had to kick the chair again. Wait, if he disturbs Carolyn's bath, it's going to get ugly.
Ginny, what was the last topic? Jerusalem and the Covenant or something?
No, the last topic was how to download the Vestal playlist converted into MP3s.
Before that.
Hot kosher dill pickles. The making of hot kosher dill pickles, Bob.
It was the 70 weeks of Daniel, and which is a prophecy in the book of Daniel, and then it was about the covenant that we made with ourselves when we separated ourselves from our power, and the covenant blessing of the thunders, which Ion laid out for us on the Rewrite series.
The covenant of the blessing of the thunders.
Covenant blessing of the thunders.
And what did you learn about September 23rd?
I learned that it has all been laid out, that it is according to what Ion said in Revelations 12, that it is about America. It's about this particular timing, that the woman refers to the constellations in the sky, which is what Ion didn't comment on. When you asked who's the woman, Ion said, you'll see, and they didn't say anything about the woman when you did this series back in that time. And so it is this lining up of this constellation and these stars provoking these events that, as Ion had said, and that it does bump up against.
You're saying Ion gave the date, September 23rd, 2017, in the Revelation series? He said that
No,
date.
Ion gave it to you a couple weeks ago. Ion told you that in a private session. But I'm saying when you did the Revelation series back in 2010 and you read the part of Revelation 1 through 6, which is the scripture, and you went over the identity of who were the players, the dragon, the 10 heads, the this and the that, you asked Ion, who's the woman? And Ion said, you'll see, you'll see. Ion did not reveal the identity of the woman at that time. And this woman is actually a constellation in the sky.
He identified that today?
Well, I just confirmed it with him today that this is what he was referring to, and the answer is yes.
How did you know he was referring to that?
Because when he said September 23rd, 2017, I went to the Googler and I looked at that date, and there's a whole group of astronomers that have come up with this configuration of how the sun and the moon and the stars all line up for one specific day's event that happens only every 7,000 years, that's happening on the 23rd of September 2017, which is a marker for a particular period of the 70 weeks of Daniel.
So Ion has not told us what's going to happen on that day.
Well, I don't know if they did tell us what's going to happen on that day. What happens on that day is that Jupiter goes retrograde through the womb of the Virgin, which is Virgo, the constellation, an event that only happens once every 7,000 years. But that's a marker of a span of timing, and it has to do with everything that they laid out in Revelations 12 before, which is the new government that's being created, the change from the liberal kind of politics of Obama to the politics of Trump. He's making, preparing the way for the Lord, and the tribulation thereof, and all the consternation of everybody who gets wound up about everything that he's doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the rest of it's in the Goober Snatcher.
Very good eye on how to make pickles.
Does he mean that in the chat line?
Yes, it's on the Goober Snatcher chat line, the direction for how to make pickles.
Okay.
And it only takes 338 hours and 55 minutes.
Thank you, Ion.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hi.
Okay, go.
Hi, number one.
Hi, Ion. Way back, we talked about the operating system of the mind, how we move from the labyrinth of the mind into the operating system of the mind. So I'm going to ask you some questions about that. So,
okay, first of all, how are you feeling? Are you feeling well?
I'm feeling great, super great.
Your meat sack is responding the way you think it should?
Yes, it is. I'm lifting heavier weights, and I'm eating more protein, and I like the way that the muscles are thickening up.
Nice. Your endurance is a little better then?
My endurance is great. Like, if I go into the gym and I just pump iron, I don't even sweat. Yeah.
Good for you. That's good. Okay, now we're sorry we had to catch up on you, though.
Kate's taking great care of me, feeding me all the protein that I require and everything and all that. So I'm all set. Thanks for
that. Why don't you make her eat a little more? Why don't you make her eat a little more then?
Okay, I'll make her eat a little more then.
Yeah. It's a nice cottage cheese or something. Just something good.
Yeah. She's got cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the operating system of the mind. Would my symbols be an example of operating system of the mind?
No, they would not. They would tell you how the labyrinth connects to the mind. Do you remember Westworld? Did you get a chance to look at that?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, that's very sad. Okay.
But you're saying it's how the labyrinth connects to the mind. So are you saying post-labyrinth? Labyrinth is no longer connected to the mind?
Well, you're looking for the maze.
Oh, so the symbols direct me to the maze. Is that correct?
We just had to watch it.
Another show to watch. I just watched the OA, the whole series.
Was that nice?
Yeah. It kind of blurs the line between angel powers and God powers.
Well, isn't that where the Nephilim and the Seraphim came from in the first place?
All right, what is he called? The sons of God or something?
And the true part sons of God.
And they have these movements. Are those a programming
code?
There
are five. They translate to it, yes. They'll give you the amplitude and the pitch of it, yes.
The amplitude and the pitch. What about what's the third one? Polarity?
Well, see, you're one of the few that even have that much triangulation exposure. So if you know what A is to B, you could sort of calculate it if you had the variables or the points, or at least 3 points to triangulate. And now that you know that pi's changed, that's pretty cool. No one else is making a big rip about that. But if you notice, nobody's even talking about it either.
No.
It's pretty fun.
So the programming code that they're using with the movements, you mentioned pitch is in there. So are those degrees of freedom that they're exhibiting?
Mm-hmm. And y'all, mm-hmm. Yeah, 14 of them.
Oh, okay.
14 rings, 14 degrees of freedom.
And I noticed the glass jail cells or whatever that they're in, there's five of them. And it reminded me of the pentagram in the center of the angel diagram. Is that correct?
Right.
Where they're located?
That is. And the water, and the wind's blowing, and the water's flowing under all of the sections. Remember, the water's flowing under the spits from the Tigris and the Euphrates, and coming from the land of God.
Yes. And the tree that goes over top of the river.
And Gad, remember Gad?
Mm-hmm.
And remember the two trees. There are two trees. Remember, there's two trees.
Well, there's two trees, but they're intertwined, aren't they?
Yes, but there are two parts to that same tree. One is the knowledge of good and evil.
And the other one is the knowledge of...
No, the other one is eternal life.
Oh, okay. What is the purpose of their intertwining together?
So are you. You're a little man, but you're God. You're a God, but you're a little man. Well, no God would allow themselves to be called little man, and no little man would be confused with a God. And yet you are.
Right, but it would only be the mind that would find a dichotomy in that.
That's the maze.
So that's what the labyrinth of the mind is about, is trying to navigate through all these paradoxes. Right?
But they're not paradoxical from above looking down. They're not paradoxical. You know where the cheese is, and you know where the rat is. Molari, get the cheese. Molari, get the cheese.
And then very early on, you said that going from the labyrinth of the mind to the platform of the mind, where you're standing above the labyrinth looking down, so then you can see that you're above the paradoxes. And would that be... the platform, the same thing as the operating system of the mind? Or are there three stages?
Kind of. There are three stages.
So there's the labyrinth, the platform, and then the operating system of the mind?
Yeah, but we're going to merge them. Remember how you obsolesce and merge things into the new paradigm?
Yes.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point.
Is obsolescing and merging... like alchemy, separate, purify, and reunite?
No. If you mean, is that an example of a glib, cliched archetype? Yes, it is a glib, cliched archetype. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't want those. We don't want those muddying the waters.
You introduce them more than not.
So this labyrinth, is it... three-dimensional, or is it like more than three-dimensional?
Let's say no dimensional. What would no dimension look like? Describe no dimension.
And no dimension would be completely wrapped around you. There would be no single point.
So then you could walk between the unbound cationic bonding of a diamond in a perfect carbon or carbonite form. Yes?
Right, because you wouldn't be limited by dimensionality. You wouldn't be like these scientists.
Less are controlled by a Mohs hardness scale of that which you cannot impede.
So then molarity is no longer a limiting factor.
That's great. Ooh, will you hand that Bart a tissue? He just nutted a little bit.
Sorry, I don't have any tissue.
Ted?
Yeah?
Ted, apparently carbonite is a gaseous substance, CO2 bracket 2. It's a carbon, oxygen carbonite. Ion's been mentioning it just recently. So then we're going between a hardness of diamond ion, that's hard, to a gas. Is that where we're moving to? Or are we in between?
No. Well, let's use both of them metaphorically. You know, we know how you adore those metaphors. let's go between the two. If you had a diamond so hard, but the space of the way the electron configuration was bound was so wide, you could walk inside the diamond and put things and then walk back out. That would be huge. Then you could fit it all because the way that structure is unbound to any other thing. You can't bind diamond to diamond. Are you aware?
No.
Well, then, here's
the question. But you can put carbonite into diamond?
You may.
Because it's a gas, because it has gaseous form?
No. It's very, very
just
small.
Why? Just very, very small solids. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It would be very, very small, yeah.
And what level of the carbonite is being tucked into those pocket, those bonds in the diamonds? Like,
the
are
one
we talking
that, the
about
one,
atoms
the one that holds,
or something small?
The one that holds information.
Okay, but what part of the atom is that, of the carbonite? Is it the whole atom?
Or? It's the atom hole.
Atom hole?
Mm-hmm.
The
so
whole
you know,
atom?
You have a whole ass or an asshole? Well, this is the atom hole.
Oh, W-H-O-L-E. Okay.
Is it the carbon part of the CO2 bracket 2?
Well, do you remember with the little Cheerios, you remember the little heart when you configure in super sugar and you had to put the little carbons in the shape of the little heart with the Cheerios, that one, and you're looking for the way to bind those carbons? Well, diamond is already bound, isn't it? So if you could go small enough, to go between those bound bonds, you could have a cationic representation from your carbonite reference. Then, couldn't you?
And what's the anion substance in that?
It's different. It's the opposite. Do the opposing side of an ionic bond. But you got a Googler. You can get on. Make Chad look it up. He's got to do something with his time.
So the whole W-H-O-L-E is also the H-O-L-E, and that sounds pretty dimensionless. So that is that what you're pointing to, saying it's dimensionless?
Yeah, and Don Henley did the same thing with there's a hole in the world tonight.
There's also a hole in the bucket.
Yeah, and a hole in the middle of the road. It would cause a rift. If you had a cationic emulsion that has a positive charge, you most certainly would.
Does that rift pull things into it?
A big un, number one. You think you got a big un. We'll show you a big un.
Okay, it creates a big rift. And are things like airplanes going to get sucked into it? Or?
They already are. They already are. It's happening all the time. Polymerization. All of hell has opened up on this earth right now. That's why people are stupidly running around shooting each other in the head. But we told you. We told you. We're like Donald Trump. See? See?
Well, ion, with carbon increasing, especially with the chili fires, and oxygen diminishing, then that means carbonite is a very precipitous, unstable compound that will blow up. Is that correct?
It's monomer molecules.
So it's trying to act alone, but it does that under the constraint of ionic covalent.
Do you remember why you have to store sodium under oil?
No. Oh, yes. Okay.
Same reason.
Sodium.
See, that's why she's the sharpest machete in the shed.
She knows chemistry, that's for sure.
Compounding. Her favorite is cold tar stuff. That's her favorite. It's so fun. We're going to do some of that later. It's so wonderful. It's fabulous. And make little poultices for the death and dying. And for the people, everybody's going to divide. It's going to be like when Bob gets up on the mountain, when he comes down from Mount Sinai again, he's going to fuck Moses up, and he's going to come down with the tablets. He's going to say, who's on the Lord's side? Meanwhile, they're making a golden calf of Baal, and then he's going to throw the tablets down and bust them all to hell, because they really didn't matter, and they weren't made out of carbonite, so they just busted wide open. It just nothing. And so there was none. So the law is gone. Then he melts the gold, and he makes them drink the gold, the little men, because they were just looking for a god to worship. That's all, for those gods that are worshipped and not, so they didn't know. And then they go with that for just a little while, and then they back it up a little bit more, and he decides, man, if they're going to be a god, they come stand over here. And if they're not, then they stay over there. And they have to have the sea of decision, and then they decide. And then they throw it all in the bucket and put it in the Ark of the Covenant and move on down the line, roam around for a little bit till the manna comes. And then have the living water, have the bread of life. And that's really important, because it needs to come on pretty quick. No, Trump is not Baal, for Pete's sake. Closest thing you'll ever know to God, for Pete's sake. These people on the Super Snatcher, they don't have a clue.
So what's moving these whole carbonite atoms into their places in the diamond? Is it like a laser beam?
Karenin.
Terada. I don't know what that word is.
Carolyn. Talk to the
Carolyn. I heard T. Okay, Carolyn. Carolyn's moving it.
Talk to the Carolyn. Jamaica Mine. Okay. You got to go to the Jamaica Mine. We ought to make Bob play that. We could put it on the playlist, but you know how Bob is. Don't kick in yet. It's not time. Go back to sleep, Bob. You'll be all right.
What about Trumpism as a religion? Wouldn't that be a fun idea? And give people in places like Canada free speech, the ability to criticize other people without going to jail.
They would be known as a Trumpite then.
Is that a fun idea worth pursuing, or is it just a rabbit hole? No.
Right.
So I saw Trump being interviewed, not Hannity, but the guy that interviewed him the day before. I think he was a liberal guy. So Trump showed him his desk that he's using, and he said he chose it because JFK and Reagan used it. So that's the Resolute desk, isn't it?
That's not true.
No?
That's not true. He's using it because he has to. It's his only connection to the Queen. That's why Bush moved it into his private office upstairs, so he could have access to Buckingham Palace.
Okay, but Trump has it in public, like in a place in the Oval Office where it's being filmed, like every day.
That's all right. He don't care.
So did JFK Jr. disappear because he played inside that desk as a kid?
Yes.
Was that like in The Magicians where they walk through the tree? Did he go through a door and come out into another world?
Yes. Well, that's funny for you to come up with such a question. You do it all the damn time. How the hell you think you got out of Canada?
You helped.
We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. They'd have run your damn ass off. There's a lot of radical Islam terrorists up there in that land. But they have to make a concession, because they got to let the good people out of Canada so that the yellow dog, bleeding liberal Democrats, yellow dog Democrats can have a place to go. Otherwise, they're going to have to send them to United Arab Emirates, which we could do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to becoming an American. That's for sure.
You need a letter.
Need a letter. Mm-hmm. Letter from or a letter to someone?
Come on, you need a letter to stay here.
Okay, I need a letter from somebody, or I have to write a letter to someone.
Receive a letter to present. Present your papers, sir.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what letter needs to be done or anything like that. So apparently people are working on it, but I don't know.
It's silvery white in color, and it burns with a yellow flame.
Special paper or something?
Mm-hmm. And it floats on water, but will react violently when it comes in contact with water.
Is that magnesium?
No, that's sodium hydroxide in hydrogen.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that stuff works.
Oh, like NaHCO3. Yes.
All I remember was in science class, they put, like, magnesium. They lit it on fire or something, and it was super bright.
So it's
and
Carolyn.
Some other...
Outdue to Carolyn.
Hey, Kate, do you have your questions ready?
Natrium. Are you feel comfortable with your questions about the language thing? Are you still at an impasse? Are you going to be okay? Do we need to send you a lifeline? Tell us whatever you want to do.
Yeah, a lifeline would help. Something to illuminate it.
We'll make you nut. We'll make you do whatever. We can do all kind of things. We'll do whatever you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So if you'll make some room in your head, we'll go there. But you keep pushing us out. The lonely place without us, isn't it, number one?
Well, I've got a lot of things going on. Is there anything I should drop in order to make
room
for it?
Oh, really? Really? Well, then you do the important things, and when that's all finished, then come see us.
Well, it's kind of a schizophrenic thing to be working on, like, one type of thing that I do on my daily basis, which is more communication-based, and then switching back to science and programming. Pretty schizo to have to go that wide across the spectrum. So it's
so you know the
difference
between beryllium, magnesium, calcium, and radium?
No, just atomic weight and things like that.
Oh, do you know what transition metals are?
No.
Manganese, chromium, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, silver, platinum, gold, mercury?
No, but I write a mean email.
Do you know what metalloids, boron, silicon, germanium, and arsenic are?
I know. I've heard of them, but I don't know the chemical
difference between them. How about halogen, fluorine, chlorine, and iodine?
Okay. So you're giving me homework to go learn about those things.
Oh, no. We would never be so verbose. We've never sent you on errands to do. Are you
the answer
nuts?
Is yes.
You've been doing that since day one, Ion. What are you talking about? Been on errands since 2009.
And we still adore you, number one. You just got to get the snot out of your ears.
Okay.
And we will.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier when I'm not staring down the barrel of a Canadian Customs gun. That'll definitely free up some space.
So
can you just nuke Canada? Can you just wipe it off the planet? And then by default,
Where would all the damn liberals go?
Well, they'll be charred and burned. They'll be carbon. Great carbon. Burn them up.
Well, then you got to wait. Then you got to wait till all of them get up there. Deborah Messing's got to arrive first.
Just hook me up so that Kate and I can stay here and become American citizens. That's the only thing that matters.
Okay.
Then we can talk
about
other projects.
Don't worry about that. You do everything. No, you do everything else and let us worry about that.
I'll go do my chemistry homework and you handle that. That sounds good.
Why don't you work on the symbols that made this all possible to start with?
I'll open those up right now and hand the phone over.
You save those. You save them. Hold on.
I've got them. I've got them.
You know, and you have them safe because otherwise they've hacked you. You know that. And they didn't get those. But they did hack you.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets hacked all day long.
Well, okay, there's your glib, clichéable archetype to embrace. Good for you. So softening that just a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Everything's okay. Blah, 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 blah. Now, get some tissues and wipe your fucking tears and get to work.
I will.
Yum. I like that. There we go. Otherwise, it's Nova Scotia for you, big boy.
Right. Fuck that.
We'll make you try tread water in Calgary. Wouldn't that be horrible?
No. Nobody in the world hates Canada more than this person.
We know. And that's why it's a thing. But it's going to be okay. Just get right. You know, if it's not suiting you, change it. You have done this 11 times. Do you realize you've done this 11 times? 11 separate times. Well,
no, I tried to get into the U.S. when I was 18 to get into the Air Force, and it didn't work.
11 different kind.
You're saying 11 times? Okay.
Yep.
Let's do it again. Let's get it done. Get it done.
Well, you're kind of pushing.
You're pushing too much. You're pushing so much against it that it's attracting it. So that's what you got to shift. Your attitude gene is kicking in.
Ooh, okay, wait, stop. You're making us all beclimped over here, Carolyn.
Okay, let's move on to
Anyway, here's Kate. Thanks, Ion. Thanks, Carolyn.
We got you. If you move a little place out in your fucking mind, we'll come see you and straighten this shit out. So make room for Daddy.
Will do.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey. What are you going to do with this man?
Whip him into shape. I'm doing good. I made the beef bourguignon for him. And,
yeah, bourguignon.
How did it turn out?
What? Did he lick his lips, lick the plate, and lick on you?
Yep.
Well, then you hit the money. It's on the money.
When people start taking restructure, is it you the one who starts like restructuring your bodies?
It does. It's you're to the place now. It's a stepping stone to get into the bread of life because it would all be too much for your little people. We're having to gradually ease you. And it's okay. We're just doing it soft. This is Dr. Dean. She likes it simple. We like the Damascus Road, goddammit. We want to make it a flash of light and you're done. You don't have to do all this bullshit. But she likes the Emmaus Road. Give everybody a change and let them get out of damn Canada before it's too late. And the wall will be done by Tuesday, so you can't run to Mexico. And the Sandinistas can't run through Mexico no more because it'd be ready on Tuesday. Funding's already taken care of. And now Congress is saying that they don't want Mexico to pay for it. They say, we got enough money over here. We'll take care of it. We'll pay for it. Don't worry, Donald. We don't want you cross. We'll pay for the wall. It's only $15 billion. They waste more of that on the cocktails at the cocktail hour in the evening. So it's no trouble. They'll take care of it. It's only 1,200 or so miles. It's fine.
Okay.
No big deal.
When people start spending more, are women's bodies going to start changing in a way they don't have to give bear children anymore?
That's correct. The womb is closing.
So that means the woman's body is going to change and they're no longer going to ovulate?
They won't ovulate. No, you won't. But you'll still have incredible estrogen levels. There'll be no low T in you, honey. No, that won't happen, but the reproduction part will stop because, see, as a god, gods don't have to have children.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So,
well, that's
if a god decides and knows that they don't want to have children, then can't they their bodies change so that they don't have to ovulate anymore without having to go through the like whole menopause thing?
Correct. Yeah, no, you don't. No. Gods aren't perimenopausal.
So women and men are pretty much, like, are there actually two different, are they different? Like, is there, like, aren't they supposed to be the same? Or is woman more superior or is man superior?
Whoa, they're not different. You have both. You have male and female in you right now. So does number one.
Right.
You each have both. You just have one dominant, one not dominant. And that's the whole rub with all this problem with people that are gender, transgender, and don't know which bathroom to go piss in and which one to go to and not go to. That's for you. Now you have to present yourself as what you think you are. And then, well, I think I'm Caitlyn Jenner. No, I think I'm a teenager going through puberty. And if I identify as a woman, I can go to the woman's bathroom. Yeah, I might do that. That might work out really good. That might be the ticket. Yeah, I think the girl's dressing room would be much more comfortable if you really want to see how it all works itself out, you see. So, you see, that's the rub-a-dub-dub as you go. Should make you the most popular cheerleader on the squad. If
no kidding. So we're all pretty much hermaphrodite. Is that the word?
Say it again.
I don't know. Then we're all pretty much like, I don't know the word when you're
hermaphrodite.
Yeah, hermaphrodite. Yeah.
No, a hermaphrodite is one that has that are both prominent. But see, if you have dominant male, then you don't have breast, and you don't, you know, you don't have the softer feminine side, which some may say is the harder side because they're much more strenuous and tough than men folks. Men are just dumb brawn. Women are smart, agile, and elicit their circumferences, you see. That's why they got all the good smarts. They're the, your husband is the head of your household, but you're the neck that turns his head. So you allow what he sees and doesn't see, which is much more prolific than otherwise.
Is there more genders than just female and male? Say in other worlds?
Computer says yes.
How about in, like, in this world, when we see other people, we think that they're either a man or a woman.
You got high T. You got high T, low T now. You can have a man who's almost effeminate, and you can have women who are very butch. So it's all just real relative, you see. But now you can speak. Now you learned. Now you're so smart, you're becoming so godlike, you've learned how to change the body into whatever you want it to be. If you don't, you can go get a really extreme bris and become a female if you have a penis, if you want to. See? It's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, that's a little bit crazy, but hey, that's a hell of a bris now.
Okay, that makes sense.
And
you know
the
how
people
it gets,
who can't decide, it's making them dollars.
You know how you said we don't need to sleep anymore? And, well, actually,
correct.
Never really,
beds,
we never need to
beds,
sleep.
Beds are for coitus.
So, when it gets dark out and we get tired, that's just a conditioned thought that we think that we have to get tired when it gets dark.
No,
out.
Honey, don't, no, no. Early Kyler used to use a tire, and it'll just wear you out. You shouldn't have coitus with tires. Don't do that. That's not good. That's not good.
Oh,
but early Kyler did it. Yeah, don't get tired, honey. That'll wear you out. That's, don't do that. So get you a good man for coitus. It'll be okay. Number one is doing just fine, but you shouldn't include a tire in the conversation. It's tough. Yeah, no, we wouldn't suggest it. But we guess you can if you want to, but probably not so good.
I wasn't necessarily talking about coitus, but just in general, like getting tired when it's dark. Like if we don't need to sleep, then why do we get dark out?
It's a cycle. You've made a circadian rhythm. You've made a 24 base. You've created time. And once that's gone and you don't have to have it, you could continue. We could get in an airplane or walk really fast, and the sun would never set, and it would never be night.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you walk fast enough, hold on. If you walk fast enough, you can gain a day every day. Wait a minute. If you walked fast enough, you could gain a day every day based on your definition of time.
Yeah.
Boy, that's fucked up. Remember how Superman made the world go backward till the time went backward till you started again? Click, click.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Same song, different verse.
Does the sun communicate with us?
Oh, no, for Pete's sake. It's a supernova dwarf star.
Okay.
It's just, you're just borrowing, you had to put your power somewhere for the sun that warms until you find that you're a god. And you can make your own Stay Puft Marshmallow Man 90 foot long and set it on fire and stay warm, just like Gozar the Gozarian.
And there's a sound of people doing that already, right?
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
bad robot. You notice how all this stuff is pulled together here? Now you have the magician. You have Stranger Things. You have the OA. You have Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
And the Demetis. And Westworld.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it is. I have better start watching
all
of them.
And every single one of them referenced Saint Germain. Every single one of them.
So I should look into that.
Roll that into a blunt and smoke it.
Okay, well, I don't really have any questions right now.
That's good. That's good. Your bourguignon was wonderful. Now, let's work on some Yorkshire pudding, some proper Yorkshire pudding. Call Chan, let her tell you how to do it. Got to get the gravy right, though.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Ion.
Thank you.